I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, a critical situation unfolding as Israel's war on Hamas continues. While Israeli soldiers have been killed in battle, word now the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza is reportedly out of service. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say terrorists have been operating in tunnels underneath these medical facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says hundreds of Hamas terrorists have been killed, the war starting as a result of the terrorist attack back on October 7th, where Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a music festival and at various kibbutzes, setting homes on fire. Approximately 240 people, mostly Israelis, kidnapped. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, calling for a ceasefire.
I think this is the only solution we have, this ceasefire. Because it's impossible to explain we want to fight against terrorism by killing innocent people.
Pro-Palestinian rallies being held around the world this weekend, with one held outside the home of President Biden in Delaware. A massive industrial fire to tell you about at a storage yard, shutting down a freeway in Los Angeles, the I-10. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency. Other headlines now from around the world. A town in southwest Iceland evacuated as the area braces for a volcanic eruption. And in Acapulco, Mexico, a trash crisis in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. Massive piles of garbage more than 2 weeks after the storm. Recovery efforts underway, but the smell of garbage permeating the air. 10,000 Mexican National Guard troops deployed to the area to help in the cleanup. More than $3 billion will be spent to build new hotels. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
In Texas, a police officer has been killed in the line of duty. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
An Austin police officer was killed and another one wounded early Saturday morning responding to a hostage situation. The officer went to a house to free people being held and the suspect opened fire. The suspect was shot and killed at the scene. Two hostages were found dead, a third escaped, and another injured officer is expected to recover.
As we continue our coverage of the war in the Middle East, reaction now from two former presidents, George W. Bush and former President Donald Trump, both men weighing in on developments in separate interviews. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out.
He asserted that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. Former President George W. Bush also expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.